CliffCentral.com.
All right, it is time for an episode of Collectomania, and this is, for many of us, the most exciting part of the week. So Collectomania is brought to you, as always, by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. And today we're going to talk about something called NFTs, non-fungible tokens. What does this mean? Why is everybody talking about it? How do you get involved if you want to get involved? I don't know any answers, because I was talking to someone over the weekend about it, and I suddenly realized I know nothing. So it's just as well that this morning we have two people on who are able to help us figure this out. The first is Ben Rubin. Ben began collecting NFTs in August 2021 on Ethereum, soon realized the transaction fees were unsustainable, so he moved over to Solana. His favorite thing about NFTs is how they allow the average Joe to get into projects on the ground level, whereas usually the early rounds of investment in project are only available to venture capitalists. It's a high-risk, high-return game, and the space moves at the speed of light. So you're not only investing money, but a lot of time as well. Hey, Ben, nice to have you on. How are you?
Gareth, good to see you. I'm great. How are you doing?
Cool, man. I'm hoping that you and Konstantinos will be able to help us figure this out, because he's our other guest, Konstantinos Karatamoglu. Oh my God, I screwed that up so badly, didn't I, Konstantinos? say it for me.
Morning.
Karamatoglu.
It's all good.
Karatamoglu.
Karatamoglu, yeah.
Oh Jesus, I'm sorry. All right, so Konstantinos and Ben, I mean, you come from an entertainment and technology background, Konstantinos, so you're part creator and artist behind some of South Africa's radio hits, including the Crazy White Boy duo, which we all know very, very well, so it's nice to see you again on a completely different front. But you took a break from entertainment to get into the tech world, and you went into NFTs. So between you and Ben, we've got two really, really smart people here who are going to help us understand. I'm going to start off with you, Ben. So give us the idiot's guide to what an NFT actually is.
Sure. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I think what's nice to know is that an NFT is essentially the same as a token. So what I mean by that is that your Bitcoin, your Ethereum, your Solana, you can transact with it, you can send it from wallet to wallet, and an NFT is no different. So you send it the same way. There's no special wallet or anything like that. It works the exact same way as a token. You can even fractionalize your NFT into 1,000 pieces or 10,000 pieces if you like, the same way you can do that, you know, with a Bitcoin. And essentially, I like to say that an NFT is it's the best way to prove ownership. So an NFT is a non-fungible token, and what that really means is you are allowed to prove ownership over something, and that can be a title deed for a house, it can be a song, it can be a piece of art. It's really the use case is unlimited.
It's amazing, and it can also be used for brands. It can be used for you know, people who've built up a catalog of music, for example. You can NFT all of that stuff, and then essentially you create a proof of ownership. So I mean, this makes sense, but Konstantinos, just tell us from your point of view, being someone who's also been in the entertainment business, you could probably explain in your own words to people like us who are not really in this tech world, how it all made sense to you, because now that you're actually putting money into this stuff and you're actually dealing in it, trading in it, understanding it, playing with it every single day, you can help us to understand how it all actually works and try to put it in really, really dumbed down layman's terms for those of us who do not know the first thing about NFTs. Do you think Ben's definition is acceptable?
100%. Yeah, it is acceptable, 100%. I mean, that's basically the premise. It's digital ownership. But if you put it in layman's terms, basically why people are doing it, is it's basically the new flex. You know, normally you would buy a Rolex, a sports car. Celebrities now would identify themselves by their Bored Ape or their NFT that they purchase, put on Twitter. You know, Twitter has now integrated an NFT option. We can actually link your wallet that you have your NFT in to your Twitter, and now that is your new Rolex, you know?
Right.
It's basically your digital flex in the real world as well.
Okay, so why are all these celebrities getting these Bored Apes? You can maybe help explain. There's Bieber's one that he's got.
And
these things you can buy, and then it belongs to you. But I could just screenshot that and frame it in my own house and then say, well, who cares that Bieber owns it? I've got a copy of it on my wall.
A right click saver, as we call it.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you could, but that doesn't, like, anyone could do that already. But it's actually the digital contract that you've signed. That is you. You are the exclusive owner of this. And at the end of the day, it's like, it's basically, it can be braggy in a way, but you're telling people that you own it. And now that with Twitter's integration and a whole bunch of other things to follow, when Justin Bieber has their approved Twitter, approved Instagram with the NFT in, they own this NFT, and people know, like, I'm in business. I just paid, you know, $1 million for this picture.
Yeah, but then how's that different to anything that we're already doing in the real world, right? This is your whole point, is that people are already doing this with cars or with watches or with whatever else. And we've discussed all kinds of collections on Collectomania before. Some people collect gold coins, you know. It's no different here, except that you actually have the proof that you bought it in a way that is in any other form. I mean, like, if you own a gold coin, you have to be able to show the contract. You have to have it in your safe. Possession is 9/10, all that kind of thing. In this case, like, this is Justin Bieber's. He owns it. You can copy it, but the original is his. It's like owning a photograph of the Mona Lisa as opposed to actually owning the Mona Lisa. Is that more or less right?
100%. But look, yeah, but this is the first phase of it, you know? And basically, like, Ben was saying, it's like it's an integration. So basically, next is the next stop. So it's your digital ownership of your house, your deed,
right?
You know, fractionalizing something, digital ownership. It's the contract. It's going to change the way everything works. Even maybe one day, Netflix ownership, Netflix memberships, everything will be broken down into an NFT.
All right. So let's talk about the value of all these things, because that's what often when we talk about collections on Collectomania, we talk about the value of stuff and how value goes up or down. So what makes the NFTs valuable? Let's take, again, for the case of Justin Bieber's Bored Ape, and there are lots of other examples that we'll get to in a second. What makes that valuable, and how does its value go up?
Who wants to go for that?
Ben, do you want to try?
Sure, I'll give it a go. So I like to look at NFTs specifically. I mean, we're talking about Bored Apes and whatnot, so we'll stick with the sort of, you can call it art, right? And what I like to tell people is you get sort of two types of NFTs. So you'll get like your pure art NFTs, and then you get your NFTs that offer some sort of utility. And what do I mean by that? Well, you know, there's a lot of examples, but essentially, because your NFT is the smart, sort of token that has all this metadata and the capability to prove your ownership of something, it can be it can have utility. So let's say that you own an NFT, you have a Bored Ape Yacht Club. Realistically, there's no real utility to that other than perhaps the community that owns the Bored Ape Yacht Clubs. So that, as you can see, there's a whole bunch of celebrities that own one of these things. And there's chats that only holders can get access to. So now you own a Bored Ape Yacht Club. You get into a chat with all these guys, and they call it Alpha. And Alpha means sort of like the best info at the moment in the crypto space. So these guys usually have the inside scoop on a lot of things, and you get access to that. So that, in a sense, is a utility, and it extends beyond that. So if you take, I sent you, there was one called a Solstein, and that comes from a project called Yore. And what they've done is they've created an escrow platform on the Solana network.
Yeah.
So that allows you to trade your NFTs peer-to-peer. And they verified all these collections, so you know it's safe. You can trade an NFT with me, and I put it up on the site, and you can see that my NFT is genuine and it is verified, and therefore you have comfort in trading.
I just want to quickly go to some of the comments here from people, and I mean, I also feel this way about a lot of this stuff. You know, Mark saying, can you eat an NFT when you're hungry? And, you know, some people saying, and he also says, what happens when nobody wants to flex about a picture? But the fact is that that goes for a Rolex watch as well. I mean, you can't eat a Rolex watch. You can swap it for cash on the street. You could probably swap an NFT for cash on the street one of these days, too. Some people would already be willing to accept Bitcoin or any other kind of payment for an NFT. So, I mean, it's not really an argument, is it?
No. And I mean, at the end of the day, your question was, what gives these things value, right?
Yeah.
And I suppose, like anything, it's speculative. The market gives it value. Mm-hmm. So it's all really dependent on what people are willing to pay for it. So those Bored Ape Yacht Clubs are worth a lot of money because people have attributed that value to the Bored Ape Yacht Club NFTs.
All right. What is Sandbox? Because Sandbox is this world that exists.
Yeah, Sandbox is a metaverse.
It's a metaverse, right? And you can buy property there. Now, I said when I heard about this the other day, we spoke about it on the show briefly. I was like, well, what for? What would be the point? What is going on in the Sandbox metaverse that makes it so valuable and so popular? And I mean, Snoop Dogg just bought a farm in the Sandbox metaverse. Is this just bullshit? Is this like him going, yeah, I'm on top of these things? I'm gonna sell that weed farm of mine on the Sandbox for like a couple of million. Like, what's this all about?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose at the end of the day, this could be just the Sandbox in particular. I personally think, you know, NFTs will be here forever.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe Sandbox is a fad, one could say, and there's the next best metaverse comes out next month, and all of a sudden Snoop Dogg and all his mates are buying property there. But no, I mean, Sandbox has obviously built up a really good brand, and they're attracting all the biggest companies and all the biggest celebrities. And you know, similar to Bored Ape Yacht Club, if you've got this awesome metaverse and Atari's got a space there and Snoop's got a space there, then Nike wants a space there too. And so does Cliff Central, potentially, you know?
Yeah. Well, you could create all kinds of an NFT, as you said earlier, Konstantinos. You said it doesn't need, you know, you don't need to be a person who's into art, for example, to want to buy an NFT. There's a friend of mine who's just bought one of these eagles. There's a project that's going on at the moment. He's bought this eagle. And he said it hatches. Now, I know Leanne and Sunil are probably going to roll their eyes at this, as will many people listening. But he told me, no, it's going to hatch in like 2 months' time. And then he's got this valuable NFT, which is, you know, like a really detailed, beautiful picture. And it's very high quality. But yeah, for whatever it's worth, he reckons he already has doubled his money before the things even come out.
Could be more. You could get a rare. I mean, look, it depends. Like, there are ways to do that. Pre-reveal is the hype. Look, there's a whole bunch of strategies of NFTs. You've just hit the basic bottom line here. But what Ben was saying about utility, my main focus is NFTs with utility. We're buying land in the metaverse. Like, Sandbox is the metaverse. Mm-hmm. And basically, you would basically take your avatar. Like, all these avatars, like his eagle, could integrate into Sandbox, and that would become your virtual avatar. So they're not just pictures, they would then be the representation of you in the Sandbox. And in the Sandbox, Adidas has bought a piece of land, let's say, which they have.
Yeah.
And they would maybe open an Adidas original store in there, and you would walk around, and then you would buy digital assets. Nike also just bought a company that makes digital sneakers. You know, so you would buy digital sneakers.
I can't.
For your avatar. No, I know you can't, but that's where it's going.
I can't. No, I'm sorry. Out of all of this conversation, is there an actual grain of sand anywhere, or an actual eagle feather floating around?
No, there is not. Nothing tangible. But what's really going to blow your mind is NFTs that come with utility have amazing passive income.
Okay? Yeah.
So, for example, I did send some shots through.
Yeah, let's have a look.
Also, everything we're talking about now, obviously, I don't want to, you know, it's not coming across as bragging or anything. A lot of us have been building this for a while. So basically, one of the NFT purchases that I made yesterday was a piece of virtual land that was probably the same price as a flat in Seapoint. You know,
and NFT you can sell it, right, at some point down the line.
Yes. For example, I bought it yesterday. There we go, a piece of NFT Worlds. Each one of these NFT Worlds is actually the same size as the entire Sandbox.
Wow.
And then you can build, and in this NFT world, it comes with a sustainable currency that you get airdrop for holding the world, and different projects, avatar projects, will actually build their metaverse within this piece of land. And there are already 500 different projects building on with NFT worlds at the moment. So each land is its own ecosystem, and just holding this land will give you a passive income right now of about $100-$200 a day.
I mean, that's in actual currency that's going to end up in your bank account.
It will be in world tokens that I can then swap straight over to Binance, to Luna, wherever I want to go, swap it out my wallet. Look, it is a complicated process, but it is high risk. But at the end of the day, I don't want a real job. I want to live in the metaverse.
Sure.
And I love it. So,
no,
and that's how.
So, if you had to sell it in 3 years' time, could you use that? Could you convert that into cash to buy?
100%.
To use the analogy of food.
100%. I mean, I bought it yesterday for the one I paid 14 Ethereum. Sounds like a lot of money. 14 Ethereum. It's It's actually $2,800 today, I think, Ben. Around about there. And today it's worth 15 Ethereum. So we up, like, let's say, $10,000 in 24 hours.
So just again.
So you mentioned that it's not tangible, but where does all this money go? And how do you cash it out? How do you eventually use it? Is it just in this?
No. Okay. Basically, you have a MetaMask wallet, which is yours, or there's loads of different wallets. You use crypto.com. But just take a look around what's actually happening. When you watch the Formula One, what do you see? Crypto.com, main sponsor. When you're watching UFC, what do you see? Crypto.com. You know, all the big stadiums being bought by FTX. It's happening so fast, so quick, you won't even notice until you open your eyes. It's happening now, and all these wallets are going to help you integrate into the metaverse. Facebook, they've changed their name to Meta. What is that? The metaverse. Facebook has taken a step back from what they're doing and allowed things like TikTok to take over, because they know that in 5 years' time, when their metaverse is ready, they're going to take over the market. Well, they hope.
So, guys, I want to go through some more examples, but let's just suspend disbelief for a second here, because, you know, Sunil, when you talk about the Reiki or the healing you do, and a lot of people are like, this is bullshit, sounds like nonsense. Now, in the same way, it seems to me that there are a lot more people buying into this metaverse idea, and there are lots more people who are buying NFTs every day. And of course, there are going to be good, sensible people doing this, and there are going to be stupid, wacky people doing this. But, I mean, it's happening whether you like it or not. So I don't want us to spend too much time going, this is nonsense, and trying to make Costa and Ben explain over and over again why it's something that they believe in. Because either you believe in Bitcoin or you don't. And, you know, a couple of years ago, people were saying the same thing about Bitcoin. And once upon a time, back in history, people were saying, what, a bank? Why would you believe in a bank? Why would you put your money in a bank? So let's not go
email,
down
the internet.
Correct. Let's not go down the rabbit hole of, like, just shit-talking the idea of NFTs. What I'd like us to get to is just this piece of land you bought now. So this is yours now, Costa. So what can you do with it? I mean, you say you've got a passive income from it, coming from it, but what exactly are you doing with this every day? I mean, do you have a printout of this that you can look at? Can you zoom in and, like, view the beach on the bottom corner there? Can you decide where you're going to build your house? Do you rent property to other people? How does it actually work?
Exactly. All the things you said you can do. Basically, the best thing about the NFT world is that it's actually integrated with Minecraft, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That has millions, 150 million users, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That is immediately integratable into it. It's already got its play base. So now, in other words, you can tell your kid, okay, you're not just going to play Minecraft. You're going to be making money from me every day. Mm-hmm. These kids are going to be building, working. You know, right now, during the test phase of this program, a kid can make $10 a day playing in Minecraft.
Child labor.
In NFT worlds. No, not child labor. Yeah, but not child labor. But, you know, like, why just play games when you can earn? It's play to earn.
Can they lose you money, though, if they're really stuffing about?
No, I mean, if they take your credit card, you know, and then sign up to, you know, and start buying NFT worlds with crypto, yes, then maybe.
Okay.
But no. You would join that server and then you would play. You would build your home. You can lease out land to other users. You can lease out your piece of. You can lease out your NFT world. You can fractionalize it. There's
Guys, what's going on here? What is this? This is a Dirty Bird.
Oh, that's a Dirty Bird. Yeah, no. So that's Claude Van Strook. Coming back to utility, Claude Van Strook owns Dirty Bird. It's a record label in San Francisco. Uh-huh. And a lot of big DJs, producers are doing it now. Holding this NFT, not only is it a cool little NFT, gives you access. So access to music from the label and mm-hmm. digital ownership. It gives you access to tickets to the shows, exclusive meetups with the DJs, blah, 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 endless utility, maybe a token one day. And at the end of the day, that is another example of how record labels, DJs are starting to bring in more people and give them value.
I mean, we could, you were joking when you said this, or maybe you weren't, Ben, when you said this earlier, but we could have a Cliff Central NFT. And people could buy into that. Absolutely. You know, if we have our top, let's say we issue like 50 of these, and the 50 biggest fans get those first 50, and that they can prove that they were among the first 50 people to buy into this idea. We give them special access. Exactly. Maybe they get the, you know, they get some extra material that the other people don't. There's some added benefits like a club membership exactly. that you kind of participate in. That's something in the real world that you could use an NFT for, right?
Exactly. And I suppose you can do that in the real world with a piece of paper, right? But what's so great about NFTs is it's a smart little piece of paper. So it just makes your life a hell of a lot easier. You know, now you can take this NFT, give it to your fans, and they have this way to prove that they have that, you know, OG status.
Yeah.
So now you have a Discord channel that only they have access to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's programs that will verify that NFT for you. So if people have fakes, they can't fake it, and they have to hold one of the actual 50 first
right.
ones.
So I mean, it is something, and it is maybe just a flex. But for many people, that flex could lead to actual relationships, maybe even business down the line. You never know. It's the forming of a connection which you can prove universally, and which no one can corrupt. Look at this here quickly. What are these Jeet packs or jet packs?
Those are jet packs from another company called JDU, and they are going to be virtual items within the metaverse. So Sandbox, so Snoop Dogg, Lewis Hamilton, they've all done a collab with JDU, and that would be virtual jet packs that you'll fly around in within Amazing. The Sandbox, for example.
Amazing.
That's a Rebel Bot. Basically another NFT with utility that I've invested in. Company that I work for, actually, I'm an NFT fund for Metaverse Capital, based in the metaverse. And we actually got you a gift, Gareth, as well. If you look there, I was talking about digital identities.
Yeah.
GarethCliff.eth is now yours. We'll send that to you when you do have a wallet. Mm-hmm. And if anyone ever wants to send you an NFT or wants to send you Ethereum cryptocurrency, they can send it straight to that.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to say at this point, send me everything.
Yeah.
All that you have.
First, we have to set up your wallet, and we can discuss that afterwards. Yeah. We can help you with that. But this is your digital identity.
It's in the post, Gareth.
Post, yeah. I'll take everything. I'll take your land. I'll take your NFTs of your...
You'll be surprised.
Bring it on.
Snoop Dogg, so many massive celebrities are making millions of dollars by getting airdrops. Because they say, oh, but Gareth Cliff bought into this project. He's got one. Mm-hmm. Here we go. And they just send it to you.
It's amazing. I am blown away by this. All right. So let's look at the other stuff that you've got here. You mentioned Rebel Bots. Now, what is this here? This is also another. And some of this art is really good, by the way.
I think.
Yeah. Is that yours, Ben?
Yeah. So this is a cool one because it started out as a pure art project. I bought into it because I just thought they were really, really good. Mm-hmm. And they managed to build an incredible community of like diehard, these are called Soul Gods, diehard Soul Gods fans. And I mean, you can go onto the Discord, and the chat is pumping.
What is a Discord? Help us, baby steps here. What is a Discord?
Discord is like a WhatsApp. It's or Telegram. It's just a communications app.
Okay.
It started out as like it was the gamers. Sort of communication app, so it functions more or less the same as any other app. It's just obviously got some slight differences in infrastructure. So you have a server. So Gareth Cliff Show would have its own Discord server, and within that you'd have different channels. So you'd have a general chat, you'd maybe have a voice chat channel, you'd have a channel where people can discuss today's headlines, So that's essentially what Discord is.
All right. So apart from all the people who are obviously dead against this and think it's stupid, and I'm going to discount them from the conversation for a moment, because I really don't I don't want to turn this into, are NFTs worthwhile or not? I want to turn this into, okay, so let's say Leanne and Sunil and I are all three hook, line, and sinkered here. We're all in on like getting into the NFT business, getting into owning some of these NFTs and creating some ourselves. Is it very complicated to do this? I mean, do you have to be on 10 different Discords every day, monitoring everything that's going on? How do you find out about these projects? How do you buy in? And how do you essentially get that passive income that none of us would be? You'd be stupid to say no to that. The dumb thing would be to say, oh, I'm not interested in this when you can earn $10 a day. I'm sorry. And you put your kids to work on a computer and get them to earn you $10 a day. I think that sounds like a win. But how hard is it to get in?
I mean, the truth is that, in my opinion, it does take a lot of time. You have to have your ears to the ground. You know, you can't, there's so many projects coming out every day. The market is just really, really saturated at the moment. So if you're going to come in as someone who doesn't really understand the space, I think that it's a good chance that you'll get burnt. I think you need to hang around a bit. You need to join the Discords. You need to listen to what people are saying. You need to see where the hype is. I would say it takes a fairly significant time investment to do it properly.
On the people who on Discord who would be trying to sabotage the whole thing and give false information and benefit themselves?
No, not necessarily. It depends which community you're looking at, right? And for the most part, I found people to be really helpful, actually, and quite the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. But again, I think it really depends on which community you're going to go to.
Costa, do we have to be experts to get involved?
Look, to a certain degree, you have to be, because obviously security comes into play. With Discord, with Telegram, these sort of things, there are people out there that are going to try and fish your wallet, make you follow links to try and empty your wallets and stuff. Yeah, so there is a degree of safety, and you have to be pretty aware of what's going on all the time. But that's why we have companies, you know, like Metaverse, that can kind of help you get exposure into the space. I mean, I wouldn't advise like my dad to jump in and go buy NFTs, but I do. He does have an account where like I help him, where I manage things on his behalf, you know?
Amazing.
Not financial advice. And do your own research.
Yeah, you got to say those things. Yeah, that counts.
But basically, yeah, so that's how it is. But you just got to be cautious in the space. Like anything, there are scammers out there, you know? It is out there. The nice thing about an NFT is that once it's verified, it can't be a fake Rolex. That is the NFT. Boom, it's in the blockchain. You got a better chance, you know, of buying a verified project than buying a, you know, you have a better chance of buying a fake Rolex, to be honest.
Yeah.
NFT is actually more secure.
Well, listen, guys, I mean, this is still, I think we've only just scratched the surface of what it's like, but I think you've given us a good idea of what can be done in this new NFT space. And I think it's great that there are people like you guys who are leading the way. And I hope you do make lots and lots of money out of this. And that by the time we next talk about this, we're not going, oh, is it worth it or is it not? And we're rather going, God damn it, I missed out on this opportunity. Tell us about the next one. So good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cool stuff. And I do love some of the art, if nothing else. So if you're an art collector, it's worth looking at this stuff. Because, I mean, frankly, you know, you're not going to be able to go and pull a Mona Lisa off the wall of the Louvre. But you can buy something now that may be worth a lot of money in the future. And the nice thing about it is that you actually own the original. You can prove that you own the original in a way that you've never been able to before. And it's verified by millions of people all over the world. So it's absolutely 100% guaranteed to be yours, as opposed to something that you just bought off the street that someone might be able to claim was theirs all along. And you have nothing to prove that it is yours, except the fact that you actually have it hanging on your wall. Anyway, guys, thank you very, very much. This is just the beginning of understanding NFTs. And Ben and Costa, it's a great pleasure to have you both on. And I'll see you around soon. Awesome. Awesome stuff, guys. Thanks so much.
Sure. It's amazing. I'm watching a series called The Gilded Age, which is kind of trending at the moment. And it's set in 1882 New York.
Mm-hmm.
when New York property was, you know, owned by a lot of the old money New Yorkers, and there were new people coming in building mansions of kind of French style, Versailles style. And the story is based on some of the railroad tycoons and how they manipulated stocks to work in their favor. And you just think that was 1882, 1982. So you're looking at 140 years ago. And they were cutting edge at the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this is
and
why
they were talking about concepts that people didn't even understand.
Well, this is why I don't think you must be so quick to dismiss this stuff. If you don't want to understand it, that's one thing. And I've said already, I don't get it. And I mean, I think I'm a little bit more well-informed thanks to Ben and Costa. But the fact is, the only reason money is used to trade is because we all believe in it, right? It's because we all, there are enough of us in the world who believe that giving a piece of paper with a number written on it to each other is essentially the way that we trade. If enough people believe in NFTs, that could take the place of money. If enough people believe in Bitcoin, that could take the place of money. If enough people want to trade in gold, that'll take the place of money and has in the past. So don't dismiss it out of hand. You're being silly if you
I mean, there had to be a point where you moved from physical cash to stocks. So
That's also
it has to happen.
It's like when the internet came out and all the computers and things came out in the 90s or 80s. And people were very technophobic, and they said, I don't need that. My company's been running perfectly fine for now.
Right.
And now look at it.
Correct.
I mean, even online radio, look at Cliff Central.
Yeah.
Online
radio,
people were locking it up, and ta-da, now it's the way to go.
That's why I know, because there were people saying to me, you're mad, this is never going to work, what the hell's wrong with you? And here we are 8 years later, so I'm less likely to just dismiss something out of hand than I might have been when I was 22 and full of vim and vigor. Anyway, it's exciting stuff, and if you want to get into it, you can tell us about it too. We'd love to know if you know somebody who's collecting something interesting, whether it's NFTs, whether it's gold, whether it's, you know, toys. It could be just about anything. Let us know about it. And Collectomania brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. You can find out more from them by going to scoinshop.com. That's S in front of coinshop.com. And if you're a collector of anything interesting or unusual, or if you know somebody who is, then drop us an email, contact@cliffcentral.com. Cliffcentral.com.